Now, what are some of the negative effects of having all these oxidants running around in my body?
Let me give you a clinical example, because I think it may bring home the point very clearly. A situation in which there is a great deal of oxidants going on is one specifically called congestive heart failure, where because of the inability of the heart to pump appropriately, the amount of blood, the amount of oxygen, the amount of nutrients that get to the cells is reduced, sometimes by a significant amount. As a result of that, the body can't produce the ATP because it's not getting what it needs in order to produce the ATP. Now, if you've ever seen a person or know a person with congestive heart failure, they have a hard time going from the bed to the table. The reason is they don't have the nutrients or the glutathione required to produce the ATP necessary for that cell, whether it be muscle, brain, heart, whatever, to function, and therefore they're out of energy before they even start. We all suffer from that to a minor or greater degree, depending on what our health status is. But the fact of the matter is you need to have that obligately in any cellular reaction in order to get the maximum efficiency out of that cell, or to put it in the vernacular, more bang for the buck every time you start the engine. I mean, again, I'll go back to the analogy of the rusting pipe. Okay, the fact of the matter is if you protected it from the get-go, it would never rust. If you allow some rust to occur because you don't have appropriate levels of glutathione, which is the anti-rust or the rust protectant for your cells, then in fact, you're going to get a little bit. If you interdict at any time and get your glutathione levels to where they should be, then you're going to stop that process. You have the power to stop it wherever you want it, but it's up to you.